Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at February 2024, the forecast for each life path number. Before we get into it, though, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. We can look at your year ahead forecast, your full numerology report, your compatibility with your partner, your siblings, your dog, your friends, whatever, your business numerology, you name it, we can pretty much look at it. So if it's something you're interested in, book some time with me. You can find my information again in the description box below. I'd love to work with you. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at February. Life path number two. So for February, you all are going to be working with the energy of the three and spider energy. So this could be a bit of an emotional month, but it's really asking you to sort of get in touch with your emotions, right? Because twos are typically very sensitive beings. They're very in tune to their, you know, their sensitivity and their emotions to energy, etc. Sometimes this can present as being or having difficulty expressing oneself, being vulnerable, sort of letting things bubble to the surface and then sort of exploding out type of thing. And so part of the journey of the two becomes one of really emotional maturity, right? Being able to work with one's emotions, channeling that energy into something very positive, right? Healthy, transformative. And so, and that becomes part of that journey, right? So what's interesting is you're going to be working with the energy of the three, and the three can help us to work with that emotional self-expression. It can also bring about like helping us to not be so cynical and to find the optimism, right? To be a little bit more idealistic and not be too quick to see the negative in something. So if you all are moving through something and you find yourself sort of riddled with self-doubt or becoming more cynical around something, this energy can really help you to lift your spirits, to be a little bit more optimistic, to find your hope, to see the silver lining, so to speak. With spider energy, it's also coming in to say, you know, as a reminder that we create our own web. And if we're not getting the nutrients or the benefits from that web, only we have the power to truly transform that web, to tear it down and rebuild that web, or to completely move to, in a different direction, right? Move somewhere else and build a web somewhere else. So there could be some areas within your life where you're being reminded that if something's not working, if you don't like something, if something is, you know, weighing you down, maybe it's time to, you know, transform that web or completely change directions and move in a different direction. And not allow the situation to build cynicism, right? To make you more cynical type of thing. So, and to maintain and sort of uphold that optimism, right? Knowing that you know, even though it doesn't feel like it at times, you are in control of your own destiny through your choices, through your actions. And both of these energies are reminding you of that. The three also says, let's have some fun in the process. Let's, you know, let our sort of wild side out to play. Let's, you know, find the things that bring us joy and do more of those. So if there's any area of your life where you've just gotten a little bit too serious, this energy will say, let's liven the mood a little bit. Let's make this a little bit lighter. Let's do the things that make us happy. So this can be a really fun, really social time. And you could meet people who really bring that out in you as well. So, you know, be aware of the people you're calling in this month and how they make you feel, right? If you, you know, happen to meet someone, and it doesn't have to be that you meet someone this month. It could be someone that's already in your life that has a really good influence on your journey, meaning they, you know, they have a little bit of a more upbeat sort of positive outlook. They're, you know, they're not in avoidance mode, you know, but they're not bypassing, but they're able to see the positive possibilities, and they bring out that sort of jovialness or that joy within you. Those are people you really want to surround yourself with this month, who uplift, empower, and inspire you. And this can be a great month for that. So again, you might meet some people who bring this out in you, or who you feel really good in their energy. Or it could be some people that you already know that resurface or become a big part of your experience this month that really help to bring that out in you and to really help you to sink into your vulnerability and to share that vulnerability and that emotional self-expression, and to find healthy ways to work with your emotions. Because again, for two energy, such a big part of that journey is figuring out what works for you to be able to express your emotions in a way that works for you and not against you, right? Emotions are charged energy. And so it's what we choose to do with that charged energy that's going to make the world of difference in as far as, you know, the outcome. So interesting month for you all. Love it though. So I hope it's a great one. Could definitely be a social month, but I would say take advantage of any opportunity that you have to be social this month and meet new people and collaborate, because again, you just don't know who you're going to meet, and they could really have such a beautiful impact on your life. So you weave your web and see who it attracts. All right. Take care, twos. Bye for now.